Okay, I'm going to the line in a minute or two. I'll play you a track first.
Down at Finnegan's Ball, what a night of jollity, Finnegan's Ball. Dancing all around, we were strictly total, one and all, till the cork came out at Finnegan's Ball.
Michael Finnegan gave a ball, down a pile of money at the old town hall. We drove in cabs through the best of scene, I took a couple and I ran between. Oh, what a gathering we had there, oh, what a gathering, I declare. Patsy Sullivan looked a wreck, cause he had a gathering upon his neck.
Finnegan's Ball,
what a night of jollity,
Finnegan's Ball.
Okay, now if you haven't guessed already, I'm going to quickly introduce Bernie Burgess, who's going to tell us who that was singing.
Hello, Vincent. Yes, I recognise my wife anywhere.
Yes.
That was my late wife, Ruby Murray, and I was absolutely delighted that you're playing her record.
Well, because we always tend to do this as a little tradition now, don't we, in actual fact?
Well, that's very kind. I do appreciate it.
Well, she was the Madonna of her day, wasn't she? Tell us what she actually achieved.
She, before the age of 21, she had no less than 5 hit songs in the top 20 at the same time. Now, there's big controversy about this. Everybody says that Madonna broke her record, but Madonna didn't break her record. Madonna may have had more hits, or Elvis Presley may have had more hits in gross, but in reality, no one in the world has ever had 5 hit records in the top 20 at one and the same time. So it's Ruby's own world record, and it still stands.
And I thought what we do today, I tend to always stick with the same big hits,
yep,
which you can identify in a minute, but let's play something that we don't normally play.
Okay.
Here's another one.
To say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were...
Now, this, sadly, it's almost like a dying art in some respects, because a lot of these type of songs don't really get radio play these days, do they?
Isn't that sad?
Well, it is. For me, you know, I have to be very aware of the station we broadcast on here.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's important to bring everybody a taste of everything, because if you forget these things, then unfortunately, you stay, well, as Madonna would say, you stay in a groove, don't you?
That's true enough.
Tell me the big hits that she had. What were they?
Well, the first one was Heartbeat. And that was that went into the charts in December 1954, and it stayed in the charts for a long, long time. But in the following year, 55, it was joined by Softly, Softly, Let Me Go, Lover, Happy Days and Lonely Nights, and If Anyone Finds This, I Love You. Those were the 5 hits. And as I said before, the record still stands, and she's a world record holder even today.
Now, there's a song I've noticed on this, it was a compilation that you actually gave me. It was a big set, the anthology. Tell me about how that came about.
Well, it was the 50th anniversary of Ruby's success in the charts, and I approached EMI, and I said, well, you know, it is 50 years to this month when it came around. And they agreed that they wanted to pay tribute to her. So they said, well, how do you feel about coming over to us and let's talk about releasing a celebration, a golden anniversary a set of CDs. So I flew over and we checked it all out, had some wonderful help from the people on the Ruby Murray website, which I must give a plug to, because that's rubymurray.org, www.rubymurray.org, and there's some wonderful people on there, and they help compile the actual 100 titles that are on those 5 CDs, 4 CDs.
Now, who was Nora Malone?
Nora Malone, well, that was just somebody that, a record that Norrie Paramore gave to Ruby to record, but I have no idea who Nora Malone is. But didn't Mike Sam Singers do a wonderful backing track for her?
Here we go.
Nora Malone, call me by phone, number 1234. central. Don't forget the number when you slumber. Open your eyes when you arise. Hear all the blarney of your Barney. Barney, Hunk and Larney, callings are few. There's none like you in the old town of Bethlehem. Wish a whirl, 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 whirl. Old Aaron's Isle could not make me smile without Nora Malone.
Now we know who Nora Malone is, or maybe in music we do. Were you Mr. Wonderful?
Well, now that's a very good point, actually, because I had just got married to Ruby. And that was in 1957, and she was called down to London to record a few more tracks, and amongst them was Mr. Wonderful. And she always referred to me as Mr. Wonderful, and we did a duet in her act, and I was kind of discovered on, is the word in show business terms. And she introduced me as her Mr. Wonderful. Isn't that lovely?
We'll have a listen.
It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful, that's you.
Now then, obviously I remember bits of what you told me, and she started at a very tender age, didn't she?
She did indeed. I mean, she as a small toddler, her father always used to stand her up on the kitchen table to sing to the neighbours. Then when she was 5, she was actually singing in public. When she was 12, she did her first television appearance for Richard Afton of the BBC, and he took her over to what was Ali Pally. Do you remember those days?
Yes, Alexandra Palace. Mm-hmm.
And she did a television appearance then at the age of 12. And then when she, before she was 21, she came to London with a little Irish show, and she was seen again by that same producer, Richard Afton, who was then looking for a replacement for Joan Regan in a show called, now, what was it called? Oh, dearie me, what was the show called? Anyway, we'll come back to the name of the show. But he picked her up and took her into the studios. She was supposed to do one trial television, and she was comeback on the actual first appearance was so terrific that he signed her up for the complete series.
And who got the scarlet ribbons? Was it you?
Me? Oh no! I would get talked about if I wore scarlet ribbons. It was my daughter Julie who got those though.
I begin to say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for.
Now, we were talking a couple of years ago now about the Irish influence, obviously, in general.
Yeah.
And the family influence. So, I remember there were some strong characters in her life, weren't there?
Indeed. You mean, are you family-wise? You
yes, I'm thinking in particular of the family, yeah.
Yes, well, her father was a big influence in her life. And her mother toured with her for quite some time as a kind of a chaperone, because she was far too young to be touring on her own before she came to England and when stardom hit. I mean, she was touring in fit-up shows in Ireland in her teenage years, so she needed a chaperone then. But later on, when she came to England, her mother came with her to start with, but of course, when the stardom was kind of showered upon her, she had quite an entourage then, so Ruby's mother went back to Ireland then.
I've got a very personal question I need to ask you. Have you ever done any, or did you ever do any courting in the kitchen?
Most certainly we did, especially in Blackpool when we first met, because Ruby had rented a house for the season in Blackpool, and she had so many relatives call upon her for that season that there was just no room for her to sleep. So we finished sleeping in the domestic help's house. We used to go after the show. We used to go back to Reenie and Wally. That was the domestic help. We used to go back there, and that's when our courting days started, on the settee in the front room.
Where Miss Henry used to go, sir, her manners were sublime. She set his heart a-twitching, and she invited him to a hooly in the kitchen.
Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lie, toor-a-loor-a-lie, toor-a-loor-a-lie, toor-a-loor-a-laddie.
So what really would you think can be the best thing that can happen on her anniversaries now? Because they come about this time, obviously. Sometimes I'm on Eric, I can do it on the day, otherwise we do what we're doing now. There is a plaque, I remember that I interviewed you and you were outside, was it Belfast Town Hall?
That's right, yes. I got in touch with the city, Belfast City Council, and they very kindly agreed that Ruby should have some sort of a commemorative plaque in Belfast, and they commissioned a plaque to be made, and it's proudly displayed on the fascia of the Ulster Hall in Belfast, where Ruby first appeared as a 12-year-old. So it was a very fitting tribute to a star that did Belfast proud, really, in the world of music and entertainment.
Okay, well, look, Bernie, we obviously appreciate the time you've given us today. And I'm going to finish with a lovely old song, True Love, of course, beautiful song.
Yeah.
I know that it must be a sad time also for you at this time of the year. And obviously, with great memories to remember, thanks for telling us a little, once again, about the life and times of Ruby Murray.
Vince, it's always a delight and a pleasure to work with a fellow professional.
Thank you. Thank you, Bernie.
All the best.
All the best to you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
And you give to me true love, so on and on it will always be true love, true.
Called Hits FM, and she certainly was one of the earliest great hit makers. 5 songs in the charts at the same time. That is not a bad record when you think about it. And that was Prima Donna, as opposed to Prima Donna.